Thank you. Now we move to item 8.1, the notice of motion from myself regarding Coburg. Is there anyone that would be willing to put it on the floor and second it so we can have a discussion? Thank you, Councillor Barber. It's moved. Do we have a seconder at this time? If not, I'm happy to. No, if not, I'll have to. Okay, thank you, Councillor Burkett. It is now on the floor. I mean, this reads a long motion. I do apologize. I'm happy to take questions and or concerns, but I think before I get going, perhaps I should allow council to ask questions of this motion. So by all means, and then I'm happy to sort of go into the details that I've prepared. By all means, Councilor Mouton.
As a notice of motion, is it just, like, it's going to be discussed at a subsequent meeting, or are we putting the rules aside so that we discuss it at this time? I know that the moot, like, since it is your notice of motion, Mr. Mayor, that you have an opportunity to speak to it, but is it on the, would it be on the floor for debate?
So I'm going to do my best job at the legislative clerk's job, and I'm sure Brent, Mr. Larmer will correct me. So from what I understand is we have two options here. We can simply pass the notice of motion and then it would show up at our next official meeting, or we can suspend the rules. I'll be very clear about the timing of this. We've just recently received a report from county. We know that we have the police service board meeting on the 18th. Whether this council decides to approve this motion through an exemption in the rules, or if we wait to push the motion until the end of the month, the intention for this motion, the reason it's being brought up now, is to be very clear that should any discussions around police mergers or acquisitions or anything like that happen, it has to come from this level of government. It is not for a board or the police to make a decision on how we will either expand, contract, or decide our police services. That's a decision for this council. And so knowing this report, knowing the conversations that are happening around the community, knowing the conversations that are happening within the police forces, knowing the stress and anxiety that was created for some of our local forces due to that countywide report, I felt the timing was appropriate. We had a special meeting called, knowing that the board meeting is coming up next week, that I think whether we choose to suspend the rules or whether we choose to simply put this as a notice of motion until the next meeting, the decision of this council will be very clear after the conversation today. And that will help to inform the police board moving forward based on the decision of this council. That's the reason for the timing today. But again, I want to make sure there's all questions are answered, and then I'm happy to sort of provide a bit of a statement that I've prepared just to make sure that I don't go off track and or say things that I shouldn't be saying. Councillor.
I'd like to make an amendment in that paragraph 5 be removed, where it says, whereas an expanded and or combined force would allow for the creation of specialized units required to effectively solve, and it goes on. In my opinion, that's an assumption. We don't know that it would make a difference without a report stating that.
Fair enough. So the report is been provided at the county level, and they actually speak to this. So at the report, further to that conversation, Councillor, I would like to let you know, I've been in discussions with the police chief and the deputy chief to understand at length what something like this could potentially look like. We've also studied what's happening right now in the merger of Owen Sound and their merger, because what they're much further along in a process like this. They're almost a year and a half into it. And one of the reasons they've actually moved in that direction is exactly this. So, I mean, I noticed you notice a motion, and I'm happy. Why don't I, by all means, Councillor Barber, do you have something, or just stretch? Well, and so I guess at this time, maybe it's best to sort of go through this, and then there might be more questions, or I can put the notice of motion to on the floor and we can second it and deal with it. It's up to you, Councillor Darling. I want to leave it to you.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Councillor Barber?
Thank you. The word allow, I think, is important in there. And if you wanted to put to address Councillor Darling's suggestion or issues, you might want to put the word potentially, because it's not saying that allow is not saying that it's going to happen. It is the ability for it to happen. So if you wanted to, again, further modify that by putting in the word potentially, then it allows them then to look at those in the way that we've put it forward. Thank you.
Noted. Councilor Bureau?
Can we put this on the floor so that we can discuss it?
It's already on the floor.
Oh, we haven't moved in a second? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's already moved.
Okay. But we didn't do the suspension of rules or anything.
No, that's correct. Right now, we're just talking about a notice of motion. If we wanted to suspend the rules, that would be the next. By all means, Council, by all means.
Sorry, just for clarification. So this is under the special meeting rules of 5.6 of the procedural bylaw. So the mayor can actually call a special meeting and talk about the item. We made him put it on the notice of motion form, but the mayor is the only member solely that can call a special meeting for a specific item. And that's what this conversation is about. So I apologize for the confusion in the wording, but I can read out literally the sections of the special council meeting if you need me to. So apologize confusion on my part for the notice of motion, but the only alternative way that a special meeting be called with the deal specific item is if four members of council petition the clerk and that gets registered on it. So this is under special meeting rules. So yes, this motion is in order. And it has been moved and seconded and put in the floor. So it's up to the chair to rule on that.
Thank you. I'm going to read the sort of prepared document and then perhaps that will answer any questions and perhaps bring some more questions. If that's, unless you'd like to say something, Councilor. Okay. I'm going to stick to a script today. I do apologize. So first of all, I'd like to thank the members of this council for taking the time to meet this during this council session, discuss this important topic of public safety. As everyone is now aware, Northumberland County spent $75,000, and that led to the engagement of a Northumberland County policing review. A review focused on three options that came out of this review. Option one, the transition to the Ontario Provincial Police Force for the entire county. Option two, the merger of Port Hope Police Service and Cobourg Police Service. Option three, the status quo. You see, this study opened up a frank discussion of how policing in Northumberland County is being conducted. And that was the intention when I was sitting as a county councillor. I wanted to have that discussion. I wanted to look at it. And so that's what the intention of that was studied at. So with that study in mind, there was an option presented to the county about what a merger between the Port Hope Police Service and the Cobourg Police Service could look like. But I think it's important for us to actually discuss this. You see, one of Cobourg's most closest comparison for policing in the province of Ontario is Owen Sound. And currently, the Owen Sound Police Service is looking at a police merger with their neighboring small town of West Grey. I believe most in this council would agree that this frank discussion is long overdue. We've already had these discussions about shared services at the county level, whether it's fire, whether it's policing. These are discussions as the costs are ballooning. We need to look at ways to work together. And the police are already doing that through Section 14, as our board members are aware. Due to the new standards of policing, we've entered into Section 14 agreements where we are sharing cost services between police services. However, with the significant recent changes to community safety and the Policing Act, now known as the CSPA, and within the past year looking at some crime changes right here in Cobourg, ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we as a council look on if there are efficiencies and or benefits of merging with the Port Hope Police Service. We all know that the cost of policing is ballooning, and I want to give credit where credit is due to the two councillors who sit on our police board who have done an incredible job, in my opinion, working with their police services to not only control the budget, but also to be effective in their policing and in the work our organization does. Changes in the new Safety and Policing Act have mandated certain requirements that for small town police services could be very, very hard to comply with and could require a significant cost. I think it's pretty clear that I have and continue to unequivocally support the Cobourg Police Service, and I believe that the Cobourg Police Service has been a model for policing in Ontario. With that said, there's only so much a small town police service can invest in, and with the complexities of crime visible in this community, it's time we look at ways to enhance the public safety where we can. As we speak right now, there are currently three separate supervisors at roughly $135,000 a year sitting in one Port Hope, two Hamilton Township, three Cobourg. That's an 11-kilometer radius of each other. If this force were in Toronto, there would be one supervisor for almost twice the area. We have two police chiefs in one attachment commander, all within 11 kilometers of one another, with equally some of the highest salaries in our municipal forces. Salaries that are well deserved. I come from a policing family, and in no way I'm saying that police are overpaid. However, just imagine if we were able to streamline some of those administrative costs into our communities and reinvest into our frontline officers with specialty units and create tougher and stronger police units to combat crime that Port Hope and Coburg are equally dealing with. When I see victims of the drug addiction in our community, I can't help feel anger and frustration towards those families and those individuals who are dealing with the poisoning of people in our community. Drugs are killing people in our streets. Go for a walk in Coburg and you'll see many of the faces dealing with that drug addiction. Frankly, as mayor of this town, being aware of the drug issues around us, it's time that we become as effective and as efficient as possible for holding individuals such as drug dealers and those who commit crimes in our community accountable to the highest degree. And when we look at something such as amalgamation with Port Hope, breaking down the barriers and building up our teams, it will clearly, as has been shown in other amalgamations and increasing police services, we can have a stronger impact on our local policing to fight back effectively against our toughest criminals who continue to victimize our most vulnerable in this community. I have asked that this council support this motion for some of the above reasons. I don't want to prescribe that there is going to be some magical cost savings by merging our two police services. What I am suggesting is that exploring this and allowing our police boards who understand the operations of our police services to start looking at the opportunities, that we are setting a example as leaders. This is not a decision that will be made lightly, and it will ultimately come back to this council to make that final decision. This motion simply allows the police board to start exploring what that may look like. Building up the proper resources with potential cost savings and cost reallocations from bulky administration to frontline officers and specialized units will help this community fight back against the drug war that is currently being lost. At that time, you can see I, in this motion, have said very clearly that this is about exploring the possibility and having the conversation. As councillors and as a council at this town, we have heard very clearly it is a lower tier jurisdiction regarding policing. And since it's a lower tier jurisdiction, we have to be the body that allows the police board to even approach this situation. I'm not saying it's a done deal, nor am I saying it's going to happen. Port Hope would have to have this conversation and allow their police board to even engage in that conversation. But someone has to take the first step. And so that's why I've put this motion forward to ask for this council's support to move it forward. I'd also like to say that this isn't a Lucas Cleveland idea. This is an idea that I've heard from members of the police board around this circle. This is an idea I've heard from the frontline officers. This is an idea I've heard in the coffee shops on Tuesday up at Tim Hortons, where all of the retired police officers meet every morning at 7:30. These are conversations that are being had in the community by people who are much more knowledgeable and who are much more educated in these topics. This motion simply allows for the possibility of those people to start having formal discussions regarding. And at that time, I will end, as I am now off script and want to keep my to a minimum. Councilor Bureau.
Thank you for actually bringing this motion forward. I do know that this is actually kind of probably the second step, because council did pass a motion earlier this year on possible amalgamations. And that was from the police board. I do agree with your motion, except I would like to make an amendment on it with the last two paragraphs. I believe that we do need to have these talks. I do believe that we do need to get tougher on crime and drugs and everything else. But I think the way how the procedure should go is with this amendment, which would be: council agreed to the concept of amalgamation with Port Hope and Hamilton Township, and for council to direct staff to send correspondence to the other two municipalities and asking for their consideration. I think it would be this way, each council of Hamilton Township and Port Hope has that fulsome conversations that I think that we all need to have and that we are having. And I think that with the way that other councils talk to each other is through correspondence. And then if everybody says yes, then we take the next step. And I think that would be the right way to go. So that's my amendment.
Noted. Councillor, just to follow up on that, if I might. I want to be clear, it wouldn't be a merger with Hamilton Township because Hamilton Township doesn't have their own police service.
Right.
So I just want to be very clear. Yeah. It would be an expansion and or merger. So I just want to
run the same page. We can expand that, yeah.
Perfect. And I guess the other question is, if you notice the last paragraph, I've already recommended that the mayor. So you just want to change that staff right to Mayor Hankins?
Yes.
Okay, that's
fine. And then it goes
into
the councils for the next council meeting. And then if everybody's in agreement or not, we'll know. And then we can start moving forward there. I agree. This is something that we do need to look forward to and have these conversations. I think it's our due diligence to do those. But I think we got to do it just that way and then bring the boards in after.
By all means, Councillor. Noted. I guess the question I have is, as there's been preliminary conversations and things like that, I know that there is an interest in having potentially a member of this council go to the other councils on behalf. And that's why the reason I had my name. I just want to be very clear. Anything that would be written by the mayor, Lucas Cleveland, would go through the comms department and staff. Because it is a council recommended action. Nothing would be written by me without an approval through comms and staff, just so we're on the same page. By all means,
So I agree with you, except that I would expect that letter to come to council back since it's from council. So we like to approve that letter. This way, if staff is going to send out the correspondence to each municipality, then I don't think that we need to go there unless they would like us to go there. But I think that they need to have that fulsome conversations. And I think, and I'm actually looking forward, and I will attend the other two council meetings because I do want to see what they do have to say. And I just, again, thank you for bringing this forward. I just think this is just a little tweak on how we can move forward in proper channels.
Not a problem. We've got it seconded. It's all on the floor. Is there any other questions or concerns at this point? Bowens.
Well, I'm just wondering about financial costs. I mean, we've looked at, or the county's looked at, which in my opinion was a waste of $75,000. Seeing it wasn't their purview, this should have come at this level. But do we have any idea, will it be another $50,000-$100,000 for consultants to come in and say the mergers, or are we anticipating it can be done through the two boards?
So I'm not going to speak for the board members. However, I will speak based on the experience of other mergers that have gone down in the history. At this point, the study is done. That is the cost in the study. So when you look at the study, we know the facts already as to the savings and efficiencies. Now it's an operational decision. And the reality is that the board would have to now approve their decision. Council can give the ability for the board to talk about this, but then the board would have to actually have that. It's a separate entity. And should they then choose to move forward, they would then have to come back to council for that approval. So in terms of chicken or egg, there's a whole bunch of things that would have to happen before any more money is spent. And just to that point, I just want to be very clear. The study's there. We've spent the money. Then the information's out there. We know there's effectiveness and efficiencies and savings. And we also know that there is the fact that there has never been a police service that has gone to the OPP and then been able to reinstate themselves. Sorry, Deputy Mayor, did you have a councillor? Mouton, yes, sir. Councillor Mouton.
As you probably are aware, I've been through several policing studies as a member of council. I paid attention to the presentation at the county council. I'm aware that Port Hope has two police service contracts, the urban and the rural. And I have a question. What is stopping, because amalgamation always costs more money. It doesn't save money. Just ask Toronto. So what is stopping the individual services to fill in support when they need it, coordinate with each other? Like, I'm just having trouble understanding, is there a jurisdictional problem? Because I do know that a former police chief of this community had arranged with a regional police force to provide specialized services when and if needed. So at this time, as a member of this council, like, I guess I'll just leave the question there and then I'll comment after.
Yeah, Councillor McDonough, I'll be very clear. Section 14 agreements are existing everywhere. That's not an issue. We all do service. The reason we are able to still operate as a small service is through those agreements. The issue is, Councillor McDonough, is those agreements aren't necessarily the most effective way. And I'm not saying that I know the most effective way, but based on the study we've heard, we know Section 14 agreements is what you're referring to. They already exist. The concern, and this is what was in the motion, is about the current trend in local policing. And the real problem in local policing is that if you're not growing, you're probably going to be taken over by the OPP because it's becoming impossible for small municipalities to fund policing. You brought up the point of Port Hope. Again, Port Hope has two separate police services. And the reality is there is a reason for that. They have both an urban and a rural divide. And the cost of policing to the rural with the OPP is based on a call to service. And because Hope Township doesn't actually use the OPP service that much, they have a very low contract cost. So when we're talking about this, we're talking about a much bigger picture with a lot of people who understand these details and minutiae a lot better than this table. And so I wouldn't suppose to even talk for Port Hope, whether they're bringing the police force or, like, that's a conversation for them. This motion is simply allowing our police board to have a conversation about this. Because without this council's permission to sort of look at amalgamation, they don't have the mandate to do that. By all means, Councillor McDonough.
Yes, just to follow up, I think it's important that this council hears from the subject matter experts. That's not us.
Sorry.
And with all due respect, Mr. Mayor, it's not you either.
No,
so I'm a bit fuzzy on that point. Like, why are we not hearing?
Sorry, by all means, Councillor Brewer.
I totally understand your concerns. I just really want everybody to understand that this is step one. There is going to be 100 more steps and to this. There's got to be approval from the province. There's got to be approval from everywhere. If the three municipalities agree, or two, or none, it would have to go to the province first. And then there would have to be other stages in that. And then that's where we would talk about the consultants coming in, or the studies, or any of this stuff. This is just a conversation. That is it. There is no other anything else happening. It's just a conversation and asking two other municipalities if they're up for it or not. That is all that this is. Am I wrong? This is before anything goes further. We're not paying for any consultants. We're not doing anything like that at this time, or probably within a year or so or more, because there's so many different approvals that has to go if Port Hope and Hamilton Township agree. This is just basically a conversation between the three municipalities. That's it.
And thank you, Councillor. And if I might, to Councillor Mouton's point, Councillor Mouton, I don't like the comparison of a Toronto amalgamation of multiple millions of peoples and multiple services and multiple of everything that took 10 years to an amalgamation of two small services. There's not a comparative. I mean, if we wanted to talk amalgamation of even Northumberland, we're only talking about 80,000 people, so we won't go into that. But that's the reality. We're not talking about millions of people. We're not talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. We're talking about two services who are literally 11 kilometers apart from one another. We're talking about smaller organizations looking for efficiencies to come together. And the reality is from my perspective, Adam, Councillor Bureau, is right. The board isn't even allowed to entertain these conversations until this council allows them the opportunity. The board might come back and go, we want nothing to do with it. Well, that's okay. That's the board's decision. But the board can't even entertain an idea without this council's approval to go and have those conversations. And so that's the idea here, is that it's a chicken or egg game. Who comes first? Well, it's clear. This is the elected governance. This is the body that gets to decide whether these conversations at the board level should and could take place. And so it's up to us to say, yes, we want to start looking at it, or no, we don't even want to entertain the idea. By all means, Councillor Minto.
So this council represents the citizens of the town of Cobourg.
Correct.
And because of the way that the motion and the special meeting was drawn up, no one has had an opportunity to actually respond to this notice of motion. So basically, there's two issues here. One is the question, should the questions be asked, should communications commence? But the manner in which it has been done is really a lot of questions involved, a lot involved with it. I would imagine that the citizens do have an opinion.
I'm sure they do.
Why did we not look out for that before we got into this conversation?
Sorry, Councillor Matan, it's called leadership. Councillor Bureau.
This, I agree with you 100%. That's one of the steps. Public would have to have input big time. But if Port Hope says no, Hamilton Township says no, it's dead in the water. So this is the step one. All it is a conversation. I can't stress that enough. It's just a conversation allowing municipalities to talk and explore an idea, or if they're interested or not. And we can't answer for Port Hope, and we can't answer for Hamilton Township. But how do we ask? And how do we go through that? Well, we send it through correspondence to their councils. If they will send a correspondence back saying, yes, we're interested in exploring the idea or not. But that's all this is. It's not time for public opinion yet. There's no money being spent. There's none of that. It's just a concept at this time. So in the future, if, say, everybody says yes, board say yes, province says yep, well, then we would start going to the public and getting their feedback. If they say no, then no. But it's already on the table. And if you disagree, I get that. But that's all this is.
And I think it's just building on that point, Councillor Bureau, I think it's a great point. Like, Councillor Minton, just a few minutes ago, you were scolding me of not being a subject matter expert. Well, what the heck does most of the public understand about police operations? I want to be very clear here. We're talking about highly detailed and specific information about police operations. You're right, I'm not the public expert. But what the heck to the public who've never even read the Police Act, who don't understand anything, there's a time and a place for public input, without question. But we are the leaders. We are the elected leadership, which means we have to lead. Now, every 4 years, the electorate can decide that they don't like the way we were leading, and that's their opportunity. But during these 4 years, as leaders, it's our job to look for ways to lead. This study was started in my third or fourth month at the county. And it was the first time that this council has literally scolded me for my behavior. Remember, the police board wrote a letter, and then this council basically put me and said, do not have any further discussions about OPP and police. I took that very to heart. And I said, okay, that's not an option that this council wants to move forward on. Well, this is the other option then, Councillor Mouton. There were three options presented. Status quo, well, that's not working. Look at our streets. Look at the drug problems. Look at the safety and the assaults in our streets. Status quo is not working. The other option was OPP. Well, this council said, no, we don't want to have that conversation. Okay. The only other option is this. So exactly what part do we need the public's opinion when this council has already decided the other two aren't good enough? Councillor Mouton, by all means, I'll give final opinion.
I would have to disagree with you with regards to effectiveness of local policing, because my understanding is that the laws of the land is something that the police have to abide by. And there's a certain amount of discretion. So to suggest that our current model is not working for us, I think is a much more complex issue as I understand it. And I in no way want to hear or to support an idea that our current policing model is not working, because it's too much burden. Well, that's what I just heard.
Oh, I said it's, yeah.
He said it, but I was mistaken.
No, what I said is due to the report that we just had, we heard that the status quo has some serious concerns. If you've read the policing report, that's what I'm referring to, Councillor Mutana. I'm not saying that our, as I said, unequivocally support the work of our CPS, the board, and the officers on the front line. As a son of a police officer, I understand this. I understand the stress. But to be very clear, Councillor Mutana. Thank you.
I would like to ask to call the vote.
You would have to say a point of order then. And
point of order. I would like to call the vote because we're not making amendments. We're just arguing about. What was that?
This is on your amendment.
Yeah, I'm just saying, unless there's a new amendment, we're just going in circles.
Pretty sure we already approved the amendment, did we not? Understood. So that's fine. We can talk to the amendment. So noted, I will agree with your point of order, Councillor. I don't need to rule on it. I think you're supported, so I will... concede. Moving to a vote. All in favor? All against? Noted. Go back to the original motion. Councillor Mouton, your frustration is noted. We hear the issues and the need for public.
Border. I really resent the fact that you call it a point of frustration. I do have some very practical experience based on my time as an elected member of this community. So please stop.
So I'm going to rule. What did I do wrong there, Councillor Mouton? What's the point of order on? What was the rule I broke?
You made an assumption of my state of mind.
That you're frustrated? So I'm apologies for reading the body language, the tone, the staring, the aggressive nature.
Again, stop it.
Sorry,
stop it. That is not becoming, and I do not.
Sorry, I'm quite calm and relaxed. I'm not the one raising his voice and pointing fingers, so I'm not the one in an aggressive
you,
right now.
No, and I will file a complaint. You have been a very animated in presenting this project, and you know what? I do not agree with what you have described me as being. That is unacceptable.
Just a point of order on that. The mayor used the term frustration. You called him animated. This is becoming personal. It shouldn't be. And just on a comment on the motion that we have on the floor, I would like to comment in that I've heard from many taxpayer in this community over the years that we should go OPP, we should do this, we should do that. It would be irresponsible of this council not to pass this motion when we got budgets that are huge. And if there's a way to find some efficiencies and maybe save our two police forces before a province says that we're not having a police force in a community with under 500,000 people, it'll be a municipal police force, or it'll be, there's all those other options out there. So I think it would be irresponsible of us not to at least look at this and make the offer to our neighboring communities. And like Councillor Bureau says, we make the offer, they accept, it goes to the province. The province may kill it all, but at least we made an effort to try to find some savings and maintain our local police force. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. I'm just reflecting here on the point of order. I do want to make sure I understand the rules as they state. And I apologize for the time, but when a point of order is called, there's a point of order and there's a point of privilege. A member wants to raise a point of order. It's an assumption that the rules have been contravened in some way. Noting that Councillor Darling brought up a point of order that there was a personal exchange going on, I will acquiesce to that point of order. Again, I do want to return to Councillor Mouton's point of order because I'm not, I just want to make sure I don't make the mistake again because clearly I have upset. Is that a fair term used? You and I don't want to do that in the future. So I guess I'm trying to understand what your point of order is about so that I can't avoid causing, again, I don't want to put words in it, causing whatever happened to happen again. So what exactly was it that I did so I can understand that I don't do it again on you?
From my perspective on the point of order is the violation of council conduct policy.
Again, I'm going to ask a follow-up. What did I do that was in violation of my code of conduct?
The words and phrasing that you directed at me.
To be clear, when I said you were frustrated, that's a violation of my code of conduct, in your opinion.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to have to call a point of order because I feel like it was just similar to Councillor Darling's point. We're getting into a personal exchange.
No, I'm going to overrule yours, Deputy, and here's the reason why. As the chair of this committee, I have to understand the expectations of this council. And at this present, I've been told that I am in violation of my code of conduct. And so I need to understand as the chair how to not be in violation of my code of conduct from my fellow counselor. So what I'm doing is I'm actually investigating how not to, again, I don't want to say offend or upset because apparently that's a violation of my code of conduct. So I want to understand how I can continue to be the chair of these meetings without getting, without, in Councillor Mouton's words, violating my code of conduct. So I'm not trying to make this personal. I'm trying to understand how to do my job better. And when I hear I'm violating my code of conduct from a fellow counselor, that's a serious allegation, Deputy. And it's an allegation that I can't just dismiss. So it's not a personal issue here. This is an understanding issue where I have to understand that if I'm going to lead this council moving forward, how can I do so without violating my code of conduct by saying things like frustration? And again, I'm having an issue because Councillor Mouton called a point of order. I have to rule on a point of order. And I'm not sure how to do that. So I'm trying to understand Councillor Mouton's actual violation. And she's saying, I violated my code of conduct, a serious accusation. And so I'm going to have to go to the council, I guess, on that. Because I can turn to the council and the council can actually vote on a point of order. Is that correct, Mr. Larmer?
I know.
Well, because we have a member of, let me be very clear. We have a member of council who has suggested that I have broken my code of conduct. Again, the serious allegation here, ladies and gentlemen, around this horseshoe to be saying that. I was trying to understand what I did that caused Councillor Mouton issues. In saying that, I've offended her, or I seem to have, based on the body language and tone, that I have done further damage. So again, very clearly, very calmly, Councillor Mouton, how can I avoid violating my code of conduct in the future with you?
I will say that your insistence on continuing this conversation in a public forum is actually a dilemma, and I will not engage further with you in a public forum on this matter.
I guess I'm left no choice but to move on. At this time, we have the motion on the floor. Any further questions, concerns, or comments? By all means, Deputy Mayor.
It's just a question on process. I've been wanting to, as a member of the board, you know, been inside conversations on this, and I just wanted to hear my colleagues' comments through you, Mr. Mayor, to Mr. Larmer. So this correspondence will go to the other two respective councils. They'll deal with this in their open sessions. We'll receive correspondence back, at which time then, if it's favorable, councils then direct the police boards to engage. Is that correct? I'm just wanting myself as well as the community to understand what a next step means. Like, this is not an approval. No money is being spent. So if other councils deliberate this and favorable correspondence comes back to take the next step from a process point of view, where does the jurisdiction from the ad hoc or the working or the exploration, where does that go next? And if that's, if I'm being speculative, then I'll remove the question.
Through you, Your Worship, to the member of council. I think that I think we're unsure right now. I think that the next step, we would receive the correspondence back, the decisions from the council or anything that comes back, and we'll put in the letter that we're looking for a response, either however it is. And we'll bring that back to council and maybe staff that time, depending on the decisions in favor or not. We'll have maybe more information for council at that time on next steps.
Any other further questions or concerns? Seeing none, all in favor? All against? Noted. That brings us to, I believe, the end of the session.